Welcome to Zero Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, it's frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, it's frontline, Friday,
I got the diva, you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony, B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Hold up. Yo, this the Wizard, Jay Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, and dropping nothing but the hot indie artist and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Miss Motivation, b.k.a. Mother Earth. It's Frontline Fridays, and y'all know what it is. Each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And guess what, y'all? I'm back in this thing, baby. That's right. Now, of course, we do nothing but the hottest independent music tonight, independent artists. But, of course, I got a special guest for y'all. We got Ben Frank in the house live tonight, repping Queens. We're going to be playing four hot tracks from him tonight, and he's definitely doing his thing. We're going to have the whole Emil team. Big shout-out to the Emil team. Big shout-out to Hook to Life. Big shout-out to DJ Instinct. Big shout-out to Dev and Mill. Big shout out to Cashier. Big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing over there, making that good music. We are definitely turned up with them. Of course, Frontline Fridays, behind every black, strong black man, there's a queen. But of course, know that there's a strong black man behind every king. And my king tonight, I got Jay Ritter Willis up in this thing. Jay Ritter Willis, how about us, baby?
What's going on, everybody out there? Radio land, you already know what it is. It's J. Real, the realest, representing South Central Los Angeles with the Queen Diva. Ebony, you already know what it is. Frontline Friday, soldiers salute. Shout out to all the indie artists and all the artists and everybody out there who's got their ears opening right now. What's going on, Diva?
You already know I'm excited. We got our special guest, Ben Frank. He's going to be coming through. We're going to be interviewing him, getting all up in his Kool-Aid. And that's for showcasing his music tonight. Of course, we're going to play that 30-minute indie mix because we got love for our independent artists, who are working artists. working artists. We should change that to from independent artists to working artists.
To working artists.
We got that 30-minute, working artists. We got that 30-minute mix that we're going to get into. And, of course, I got some Educate and Regulate for y'all tonight. The two stories I want to talk about tonight, which is on the third hour, with the third 30-minute segment of the show, is the Ohio grand jury indicts men accused of kidnapping Cleveland woman. So they did indict him, and I want to talk about those indictments and how many charges he received. And also, we want to talk about the gunman who was shot down by police after killing six people in California, the California shooting spree. So we definitely going to talk about that. And of course, we're going to get into some good news. Of course, the news is always reporting bad news, but there is some good news. And at the end of the show, we're going to take you out of church. Now, you guys can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Divaspot. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. We're going to get into this hot track by Ben Frey called Young, Black, and Educated. And when we come back, we're going to bring our king live in the building. It's phenomenal, baby. Let's go.
When you have a philosophy or a gospel, I don't care whether it's a religious gospel, a political gospel, an economic gospel, or a social gospel, if it's not going to do something for you and me right here, right now, to hell with that gospel. So we have to have a new approach, a new appraisal. And this new appraisal and new approach has to be in tune with the reality of the conditions that we are in after having been thoroughly brainwashed.
Young, Black, and Educated.
All my leaving.
Young, Black, and educated. Can't teach you, say I'll never make it. Never make it. Toast with me, the young, black, and educated. We entrepreneurs, chess maneuvers are delegated. Connect with connect, see, I never wait. See the American dream in the mirror, let them hate it. This is for all my teachers, say, I'll never make it. I earn my stripes in uniform and decorated. The women come in all flavors, every segregated I begin. Money and power, let me demonstrate it. They wanna lynch and lock us, can't stop us. Perseverance and restraint, you know that God's got us. I swim with the sharks, blue monks, and vultures. I don't do this for the fame, I do it for the culture. My clients for money, legal, my 120. Real estate, New York, about 420. Talk to me, roll a dice, no Vegas. Niggas die young, cause fat money got no patience. Young, Black, and educated. Can't hate to say I'll never make it. Young, Black, and educated. Look at me now. Get it, baby. Young, Black, and educated. Can't hate to say I'll never make it. Young, Black, and educated. Look at me now. You benefit to not mistake me for an 85. Is my benefit, my mistakes make me wiser. I inspire for the youth to put the guns away. Crack hit the hood in the 80s, we all going straight. You once rally round MLK the great reverend. Now you rally round Big Meech and Ray forever. Say correction, never made any corrections. My body is my temple and my mind is my weapon. Niggas wanna ball, but they already fouled out. Record labels wanna go plays with no time out. All money legal in the kitchen, I never die now. Earn mine with no cosigns, I took the crime route. Entrepreneur ambitions, I never watch a throne. Rather build my own kings, always eat alone. Lacerations, I've always feeding others. Build on science with my brothers, only God can judge it. Young, Black, and educated. Can't hate to say I'll never make it. Young, Black, and educated. Look at me now. Get it, baby. Young, Black, and educated. Can't hate to say I'll never make it. Young, Black, and educated. Look at me now. Get it, fam. You gotta stop getting locked up for the same things. You gotta stop hating on each other. Teach the kids. Teach them. No excuses. You're the future.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business that you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing and promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. future, Google will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty sour tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
We back in the scene, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and it's Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. I can never get enough of that Burger King commercial that Mary J. Blige did. There was a lot of people that was mad at it, but I just can't. Never get enough of Mary killing, singing about chicken and how crispy it was. It's just hilarious to me, but it's still hot because Mary can do anything, of course. One of her number one fans. But speaking to about a hot artist who I have now become a supporter of, Ben Frank and the whole Amil Network. You guys got to check them out on Twitter. Go to Twitter right now, Amil_Network. That's Amil_Network. And check out all the hot things that they're doing. Amil, also standing for All Money is Legal or Ambition Motivated. Motivation is Life. The brand is all about reeducating yourself in order to create new ways of making money, creating new hustles, earning interest on the fruits of your labor in order to adapt to our changing world and empowering the people around you. Yes, ambition is a lifestyle. Y'all got to get that. Ambition is a lifestyle. It's true. Ambition is definitely a lifestyle, and you got to get it into your head to, in order to be not properly successful, but to take a couple of success for being successful. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest in. Ladies and gentlemen, in. Let's get it, baby. Welcome to the Frontline King Peace. Jay Ritterillas is up in this thing. What's going on?
What's going on, King? How you doing? Introductions. Welcome. Welcome to the Frontline.
Oh, man. Glad to be in, man. You know, all money is legal. Ambition, motivation is life. We here.
I understand. I like that. Ambition, motivation, and life. All money is legal. You understand me?
Yeah.
So for those who don't know about you, have been under the rock or haven't educated yourself or opened their mind up yet, tell them a little bit about you and what you got going on.
Man, you know, I'm coming from Jamaica, Queens, and, you know, we come from the streets, Southside, Hollis, Queens. And, you know, you spend some time in the streets, but after a while, you just get to realize there's more to life, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you got to educate yourself to get to that next level. You know what I'm saying? You got to re-educate yourself and re-strategize things. Life is like a chess game. So, you know, I went from, you know, doing what we do to, you know, teach myself real estate and stock market and economics and, you know what I mean? And it's just just ballooned into other things. So, you
that's
know, you got the music. Yeah, you got hip hop.
That's what I wanted to touch on right now. I want to talk about the music. The God's Hour, Volume 7, is that correct?
Yes. The God's Hour. Everybody knows the number 7. That's the God's number.
Uh-huh.
It dropped on May 16th, 7. It has 16 tracks, 7. You got 3 songs on there with 7. So, you know, it's the final mixtape. God made the plan in 6 days. He rests on the 7th. This is our last, my last mixtape. We're going to show you iTunes after this. Grind it.
Who's starring on the mixtape? Who we got on there?
Oh, man. Of course, the Young Gunner, Devin Mill, Cashier. Oh, man. We got brothers out from the UK, from London. We got Iron Braids on there. We got John Tanner on there. A lot of international love. DJ Instincts is hosting it. That's my homie
okay,
right there.
Okay, that's the business. DJ Instincts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out. I know.
Yeah.
I know DJ Instincts. That's the big business, man. Shout out to my boy D Rilla in South London, man. So I understand what you're saying, man. I'm profound over the supreme mathematics that you just used. I don't know if a lot of people just caught what you just said. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna
you
learn
know,
today.
A lot of people
they
look.
Gonna
hey,
learn today.
I study.
They gonna learn today.
I definitely study, brother, and I'm on tune with everything you're saying as far as this supreme mathematics. So definitely know that you got people who are listening and people who are in tune and on the level, and you're not going to go all the way right field even though they're in the left brain. You understand me?
It's all right. That's who we make the music for. We make the music for people that know. So, you know, the next man can teach the next man. So it's all gravy. That's why the music authentic. You know what I mean?
That's
most definitely.
Up. Where can they go to get the music and download it right now? Like, they need this.
Of course, Dat Piff. All Money Legal, mm-hmm. Volume 7, The God's Hour. It's on there. It's on Dat Piff. You're doing pretty good numbers. A lot of support. You know, that's what it is. You can check out the site. AmilNetwork.blogspot.com. Be all over Twitter. And of course, on the Hop Stock Exchange. You know that. HHSE all day.
That was my next question. I'm going to go and I'm going to let Jay Real, the Realist, get some of this right here. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Tell us about that and how it came about.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, I leave a legacy. I wanted to make an impact in hip-hop. I wanted to do something in hip-hop that was special that had never been done before. And I love economics, and I love hip-hop. So I just married the two, came up with the Hip-Hop Stock Exchange. And, you know, we're definitely doing a lot of big things with it. I've actually had the opportunity to teach an economics course, downtown Manhattan High School Economics and Finance,
mm-hmm.
in 2011. That was a blessing. For real, shout out to the Board of Ed, New York City Board.
Yeah,
of Ed.
Real quick, one time.
Yeah,
one time, shout out to the Board of Ed.
Yeah, somebody just put on Twitter the other day that the Board of Education sucks. I said, it all depends on where you at, baby. And if you ain't part of it, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Don't complain about something. Make something happen. Make a change.
Exactly.
You know what? You remind me of you remind me of those cats around 19. Between 1919 and 1927 in Harlem, it was called Black Wall Street. And even though they had Wall Street, where Wall Street is presently, the Wall Street we know, Stock Exchange, but there was a Black Wall Street that was all just devised of black businessmen. And you definitely sound like you have the makings and the potential to maybe build or at least be a part of something on that genre in our generation. It's important that we remember who the originators was. Once again, between the year of 1919 and 1924, 27, shortly before the Depression, there was a Black Wall Street on Harlem where we ran our things just like regular Wall Street. So, brother, it's a fresher breath of air to hear you speak about yourself and what you do,
man. Because we just shot the video for that song, Black Wall Street, today. We just shot that video today, man, out here in the Bronx. Mm. Shot the video for that song, so it's funny you say that, man, for real.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just like to, you know, this front line, we got to put everything on the on the front line. Right. You understand? Exactly. And there, I like to let individuals know specifically.
And you guys, make sure you check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You want to make sure you check that out, www.blogtalkradio.com/HHSE. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/HHSE. Check out Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio builds on global economics, politics, and hip hop. Interview guests and spin hop music, hosted by I Am Ben Frank and No_Des_OOF. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. EST. That's 7 to 8:30 p.m. EST each and every Wednesday. So y'all make sure y'all check it out and follow the show. When you go to the site, please make sure you follow the show, because then you can stay up on all your reminders. You won't miss it. Let's go on to this music. That's right. American Me. Tell me about American Me, and we're going to go ahead and get into this hot track right here and showcase it on the front line.
American Me, yes, we did the original American Me on Volume 5, shot the video in D.C., you know what I mean, and shot some of the video out here in New York City. We got the remix, the reloaded version with my brother True God Immortal from Baltimore. That brother definitely drops a lot of jewels. Google True God Immortal. We about to shoot the video end of this month, matter of fact. We about to go down there again, handle that. American Me reloaded, man. It's just, you know, it's just relating to what's going on, but at the same time putting an educated spin on it, you know what I mean, and lightful spin on it. We always, you know, try to drop jewels, so that's what we do, you know.
Let's get into it, y'all.
Rapping over to Ali. Let's get it. All money legal.
All my money is illegal. Let us get
American Me, the lifestyle, the kings that we dream. Crack stuff in the white vials as we sing in the theme. Bringing the queens, competitors, the regulars, the idiots, the hideous, the grotesque. Shackled by oblivious, or shackled by the ignorance. A lot of people searching for deliverance, but can't find it, so be reminded. Everything I say is just to cause a lost innocence. Uh-huh. Especially when the cops used to keep us off premises. Ooh. I build a dark genesis, a brand new beginning. Revolution's on the way, the sisters my arch nemesis. Civil rights era, these brothers just fought limitless. Still haven't progressed. Call it a process. While we digest food that's mostly been processed and drinking the devil's potion. Excuse me, I digress. America, America, land of the buffoons, where these characters are buried, building up their platoons. The earth, stars, and the moon. Truth you wouldn't assume. Guess we married to the lies. I no longer be the groom. Truth.
America, America, America. It's irrelevant without the dead president. America, America, America.
Blowing my spliff.
Oh yeah.
Torture the youth, keeping it lit. We was black militants, now we bloods and crips. Time spent before the process, yeah. Call them counterfeits, you know who I be. Rap's noble, true Ali. We black Asiatic, got the God true with me. Slaves but the White House, the American dream is alive now.
Yeah,
I got soldiers stuck in jail for life now. Father forgiving the government, raising our children. Best drug dealing, the media betrayed killing. Drug sales and jail sales, it all runs parallel. Everybody people chasing on the carousel. I hate 9 to 5 and underpaid job in memories of me picking cotton. Man of the saints, home of the rising.
Cause I have a dream.
Give me,
I have a dream.
Cause I have a dream.
Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And give me a shout out as well. Big shout out to all the Twitter love, man. Twitter is definitely a powerful tool. And big shout out to everybody who's using Twitter properly. I'm going to say that. American that's me, right. Baby. Then break right. Yeah. Big shout out to the people who's using Twitter properly. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about, too. That was my next question. Me and you were able to connect through Twitter, and I know you get a lot of people just sending you aimless tweets. Listen to my song, check this out, such and such and such. You know, how do you feel about people just tweeting you their music or just saying check out my track rather than, like, properly introduce themselves and let you know that they want to connect with you? Do you reach out to them or do you just, like, let it pass by?
Yeah, I know how you feel because I host a radio show, too. Some people actually tell them on Twitter, like, yo, like, you got to build a relationship with a person before you submit your music. You just ask how you doing or how's everything or how's the show going or something. You know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, send your link.
How
like,
your mama
come
doing?
On. Yeah, right? Something. Real. I feel you.
And it's a lot, when you have a lot of followers or, you know, and I don't like to call my people who follow me, they're leaders. The people who follow me are leaders, and that's what I'm going to say about that. But don't get upset when we don't get right back to you, you know. And then I keep my number all over the internet. I like the direct contact. I like for me and this person to be able to talk or call me up on the telephone. We got so many social media networks and things going on now that people are not properly communicated anymore through verbal, let alone looking at each other. And I think that's what caused a breaking in the knowledge that we need to receive from one another. That's why we can't properly communicate. That's why a lot of us is hating on one another, because we're not talking with one another. And if we're not talking
right.
with one another, we're not educating one another.
That's real.
I'm just saying. I should call on, like, we're about to get to y'all in a few, but I definitely wanted to talk to you more about you teaching the economics class at the high school in New York. You know, what made you decide, and you volunteer your time, so what made you decide to do that, and what did you get from that after, you know, it was all said and done?
Man, it was kind of a surreal feeling because I never did any type of teaching in the classroom or everything, and I could never actually see myself doing something like that. But for the opportunity to be able to do that, you know, in the name of Hip Hop Stock Exchange, and actually be able to teach kids something about economics that they can't even learn in their own school, I taught them about, you know, 20th century economics, starting from the Great Depression, going all the way up to the stock market crash, housing bubble of the 2000s. Mm-hmm. They learned a lot of stuff. I actually taught them how the Fed was built, where the Federal Reserve really came from, and how they, you know, 1933, they changed the dollar from the dollies be redeemable in all banks into gold, and they said you can't retrieve your gold anymore. I taught them a lot. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, that went on in the world that people don't really know about regarding banks and how money works, you know what I mean? So it's a blessing, you know? Looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, I was about to say, definitely got to support you in doing that again at more schools, and also for us to reach out to the Board of Education, to say to the Board of Education, this is what you should be teaching in our school. You know, it's bad enough that they're not teaching proper Black history. Proper Black history.
Well, you know they ain't going to teach the history. You know they ain't going to teach the good stuff. They ain't going to talk about the wars.
Yeah, they're not
going to
teach the good stuff.
They ain't going to teach
and
all that.
Yeah, and I was at a PTA meeting, and a lot of the parents was complaining about it. And I said to them, I said, well, why don't you teach them? You know, the mother is the first teacher anyway. The mother is the first teacher anyway. Queens out
That's
there,
right.
women, you have babies. Y'all the first teachers. Y'all got to realize that. So don't be complaining about what the schools is not doing if you ain't doing it yourself and making it your business to light a fire up under the Board of Education, the principals and the teachers behind to do so. Or either you could do your part, like Ben Frank did. He went and volunteered his time and taught a class. It's really not hard to volunteer and teach classes at schools at all.
That's right. The kids love it, too.
I was about to ask you that. What was the response from the kid? What was the age range, and what was the response? What response did you get from the kids in teaching them this?
Oh, man, it was high school kids. Was about, I think, from about 16 to 18, pretty much. And, you know, it was one of the magnet schools, so they took kids from all around the city. It was a diverse, you know, group of kids from all around the city, so that was cool, too. The kids loved it. They actually, you know, downloaded one of my mixtapes at the time, you know. The teacher
cool.
at the school wrote my name on the board, Mr. Frank, you know what I mean? It was nice. It was cool. Kids love it, you know what I'm saying? And not too many hip-hop artists, you know, teach economics. Yet alone those hip hop artists that's on and known, they don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm still
they
grinding.
They don't know.
So,
they don't know. You make a statement about, and we're going to go to a caller too. You made a statement about re-educating. And it's all about re-educating yourself in order to create new ways of making money, creating a new hustle, and earning interest on the fruits of your labor. What are some of the steps that you need to take? I'm coming straight from the hood. I done grew up in Newark, New Jersey. You know, I've been on the block, mama got high, daddy got high, I've been in and out of the system, you know, or, you know, I've just been looking around my neighborhood and thinking that this is what I'm supposed to do. How do I start to re-educate myself, not only as a child or a young adult, but as an adult? What steps do I need to take?
Oh, man. Shit. As always, Google, but I mean, the best way to make money, the best way to put money to work, I feel, is real estate. I mean, if you could somehow save up, you know, $5,000-$7,000 or maybe even $3,000, depending on how good your credit is, you could buy a 2-3 family house and just rent it out and just live in a house, you know, not paying nothing. I mean, if I could do it, anybody could do it. I just, you know, happen to teach myself how to do it, teach myself the lingo and everything, so I know how to talk to these lawyers and title companies, you know, potential buyers and sellers. So, you know, Real estate's the easiest way to create wealth in America, I feel, even to this day. Real estate's the way to go. Pass it down.
I like
to
that.
Kids.
We got Chucky B up in this thing. Chucky Bonbons is up in this thing. Chucky
all right,
B.
All right, all right.
What's going on, Chucky B? We got Ben Frank up in here. He is our special guest tonight. Show him some love.
I do shot, man. Dude, what up? How are you?
I was popping, man.
You know everything wavy over here in the bricks, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Chucky, you over there in the bricks, and Ben Frank is over there in Queens right now, and, you know, he's definitely doing his thing, and he just dropped a couple of jewels on how to make money in America. You may want to holler at this man. You may be doing some things over there in Brick City. It's a lot of foreclosed houses over there.
Yeah, I know. Brick got them new homes.
Yeah, I kind of call like the end of it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever this money be made, you know, it's about time to get it, you know what I mean? A lot of us out here, you know what I mean, just basically, you know, living like the everyday life, you know, for cash today, really trying to go back to where we all came from, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, anything legit, you know, I'm with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man.
In order to save up some money and make some money, I honestly believe that you got to start looking at the people, places, and things that's around you. That's first. You got to look at the people, the places, and the things that's around you and the part that you play in it and change it. It for the benefit of you, because yo, even your moms can be bringing you down, yo. Like, the people around you can bring you down, because if they don't want nothing, then they're not going to want nothing from you. Or if they don't, if they're not motivated to go anywhere, then, you know, most likely you're going to want to bring them with you, but you can't do that right now. You got to take the time out. You know, Ben Frank is self-taught. Was that difficult for you, or... You know, as far as to learn real estate, what are the credentials to get your real estate license? Did you get your real estate license, or did you just teach yourself the lingo and you was able to go from there with your knowledge and your personality?
Yeah, getting, like, the real estate license, that's for, like, brokers, that people that want to, you know, buy and sell for other people. Me, I just like to buy them, you know, fix them up, and, you know, sell them or buy it and hold it. So I just, you know, taught myself the lingo, whatever. You know, I had pretty good credit. Saved up, you know, stacked up a couple, you know, couple grand and just do what I had to do. You know what I mean?
So you said a couple grand. How many grand
would
you say about to get started?
Oh, I'll tell you like this. I had a pretty good credit score. I had bought a condo with $75,000. I only put down $2,500. I bought a house. It was only $310,000. I only put down $5,000. So if you got a good, decent credit score, yeah, if you got a good credit score. I mean, that was at 2006, 2005 when the market was, you know, bubbling. But right now,
yeah,
if you got a good credit score, they'll still work with you. You know what I'm saying? They'll still work with you.
Wow. Yeah, right.
That'll show. You know what? I'm right now, I'm sitting in South Central Los Angeles, and I'm going to tell you, economics is all the way across the board. The first two things I'd like to say before we get right back into it is that I appreciate, I don't even know how old you are yet. You know, I'm probably be baffled when you tell me how old you are, but the entrepreneurship that you're exhibiting, the education that you're obtaining in a time where people are so concerned about fags and trends, what's hot and what's not, it is a breath of fresh air to hear you speak. And I appreciate you, and I congratulate you, and all the knowledge that you've obtained, and all the knowledge that you're spreading. But in the aspect of looking across the board, when you see me all the way on the other side of the country, we're talking about everything over here, $500,000, $600,000. You understand me? $1 million complex, this and that. So what we need to—it's no difference. The intensity that you're using to teach the future generation about how they need to use this economics to build and restore what so much of what we have lost has to be implemented so much harder so many other places. And this is why you will not be stationary for long, brother. You're going to be worldwide in a minute, because this knowledge that you have and are willing to teach needs to be heard all over.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, that's the platform, man. That's where it's all, you know, networking at.
I got a question, man, because the bud I was just talking, so I'm real familiar, Big Bud, by any chance, you from the Stars area? You know, you've been over that way?
Oh, man, shout out to my homie, Sonny Boss. He on the God's Hour. He from Jersey City. I'll be out in Jersey, man. I'll be out in Jersey City. Shout out to everybody in Newark, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my people in Elizabeth, Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got family down in Atlantic City, Millville, you know what I'm saying? Camden down there, so, you know. Jersey, I know Jersey, man.
Oh, God bless Camden. I'm going to say that right now. God bless Camden.
Yeah, they get it popping.
Yeah, God bless them. God bless us, too. You know, all of us, everywhere, you know, coast to coast, city to city, state to state, man. Because for what it's worth, man, you know, everything is easy is what it sounds like. You know what I mean? I mean, we always been go-getters from day one, B. You know how that go. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of my brothers out there that get frustrated and whatnot, about getting that bread up. And you just got to stay consistent, and you got to really be willing to take the initiative and actually the time to do things and actually build it. You know what I'm saying? That's what Buck, he pretty much comes from with the real estate thing. I respect that. You know, I'm ready for us to cover cats, you know what I mean? You know that talk that. I'm a salesman. It's good to just convince somebody to do something. I get a kick out of that, actually. I'm a shout out North American Power. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're doing some good things. We're able to give you the math for that, B. I'll put you up on it a little later or so. But, it's definitely like one of the top, gas and electric providers. You know what I'm saying? We blowing up, man. We've been in it like for 3 years, man. We across the country already, man. You know,
that's what's up. We gotta have y'all come on Steppy Game Up Saturdays. And for all those who get frustrated, all you gotta do is just go download, you know, the God's Hour Volume 7. Just get your mind right. It's okay to get frustrated. Just go to www.com, put in a Mill Volume 7, the God's Hour. Listen to it. Listen to all 16 tracks. And I'm pretty sure after you hear this, you will be back on your dean. It's frustration should motivate you, but sometimes you want to just choke somebody out. Well, so, and y'all know we're going to get real. Of course you want to slap and take somebody. You want to choke somebody out. You want to snatch your front legs off. Don't do that. This is what you do. Let your frustration motivate you. Go and download the guys' hours.
And get it
volume
up.
Volume 7. And just give it up. Sit back.
Yeah. And remember, and remember out there, there is no progress without struggle. You would never have any progress in life without a little bit of struggle.
Sure.
You don't always have to give to get. So if you're in a mode in your mind where you're thinking everything just needs to come to me and I don't need to sacrifice anything, get out that mode and realize that there is no progress without struggle.
Everything built was from the ground up, right?
That's right.
Everything. Your foundation better be sturdy, because if you build, you can build from the ground up, and what you're building on ain't steady. The foundation you're building on ain't steady, and your whole structure will fall apart. So we got to start, what did you just say, brother? We got to start underground, and we got to build underground first, and we got to make sure the roots and the seeds that we're planting grow through the first foundation and structure right, so we can build. And in order to do that, we need soldiers like we have. I'm sorry, Queen, you know, but as a king, I got to talk to us kings for a real quick second before we get back into it. You know, we need soldiers
on
that front line.
I know my place. Go ahead, King.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, queens provided life at one point in time in history. A woman was law. She was the judge. She was the jury. She cultivated the land. She took care of the animals. She took care of the kids. She took care of all that. She took care of us. And in return, all she asked us for is protection. See, she gained the power, and she gave it to us, and we used the power to protect her. And so we got to understand on this front line, it's a lot of us males. We got to have this incorporated thinking of economics, of history. And you don't – and I hate to say this, you know, there's a lot of racial comments going on about history and this and that. We don't have to take anybody out of history to put anybody into history. We just need to put it all in this perspective. That's my genre, history. And so if we have brothers like myself and brothers like my boy from across the land, I'm going to call him my boy from across the land. You understand me? Because that economics is imperative right now. That economics is imperative to our future right now. I mean, we can know everything that we know about history, but in order to know what to do with that historical information, we need to know how to handle the presence, and economics is key. Agriculture is key, like Diva will tell you. I'm pretty sure later on this show about your health, your nutrition, how to keep your physical standard up. That all ties into agriculture. It's very important that we learn these key points in life.
You have to be balanced on everything.
You got to be balanced on everything, and balance is so important, and especially what you put into your body, what you put into your spirit is very important. Let's go ahead and zone out with the Zone Bliss right here. Another hot track by Ben Frank. Let's get into it. Let's go.
Get it.
Oh, bed with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never take my mind sleep. 24/7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up. For my cool rack, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With meals, women, and the money, damn. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chillin' in the Beamer, listening to Easter. Fresh like it's Easter, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad, just chillin' with mad. Nothing to mess with us, you know that we can't get it on, baby. Do the math. I'm seeing cash. Can you tell me where to add? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They could tell by my style that I multiply. Chillin' in the Beamer, getting ultra. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a mill, see your paper though. And if it ain't given, I'ma take it though. That's why I jazz in it like a
break a stick, boy. Talking like they kill you. Rent money they come, talk to my need a deal. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it brick for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, got that motherfucking kennel. Wrist looking rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me the dental. Heist thrilling hard through that motherfucking rental with a bad made that. Took her on the play day. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the race in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth. Man, big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on her.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
You know the guys in the building. It's your girl Diva Ebony.
Get it.
You now tune in Frontline Friday Squad. Just hit y'all with that double play right there. The first one was Zone Bliss, and the second one was Valley of Kings. Make sure y'all go and download and check that out, the Scott's Hour Volume 7, www.tiff.com, and search Amil Volume 7 - The God's Hour, and you can definitely get that. That last one, Valley of Kings, who did that beat? That beat is dope.
Yeah, man, that's Pook to Life, homie, out there in Brooklyn that did that track right there. You know, so we working.
He related to somebody in L.A. Got to be, because that just, I swear, that sounded like a West Coast beat. I was just thinking that in my mind. I swear, these just went in my head.
My cousin was the late, great Rick James, rest in peace, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So, you know, it runs through the family.
Yeah, you know that. That's L.A., man.
Man, gotta love it. What's coming up next? What's next for the whole Amil Network? You did a video today, and what's coming up next? What can we look?
That's what I want to know.
Did a video today, Black Wall Street. That'll be out in about a week and a half or so. We working on Devin Mills' second mixtape, I Horus. That's gonna drop around New Year's. There you go. Then don't get me started now.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. We ain't going to go there right now. Look, that's a problem. Give me his number, and we're going to just have this conversation later. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, we can build some stuff now. But, yeah, 2014, 2015, we're dropping the American Kings, the album on iTunes. It's my first official album. And I mean,
wow.
I have a lot of special things on there. American Kings, pretty much just blending, you know, Egyptology with American, you know, more science. So, you know, it's something special, you know what I mean? Definitely going to go out to UK, London, work with some people out there, go back to Rio, where it all started at, Rio de Janeiro, shot my first video. So, you know, we'll bring it all together.
Now, I got a question about Rio. Is the poverty rate really like it is on the TV?
Yeah.
Because We see it as the perception. Ain't no brother, and let me reiterate this first before I say anything. You are not niggas.
Once again, you
are not niggas. Now, back to my conversation. When I looked at it, I don't know no brother in my circumference that can purchase a plane ticket and go to Rio. All I know of Rio is what I've seen via television, you know what I'm saying, or the newspaper where you got to read between the lines. So I wanted to know, is it really poverty stricken like they really promote on the TVs and the movies when you see it in the background and the spy is running through, you know, Rio, he busting through windows and windows is tin with tin roofs and cardboard. I was confused about that.
Oh, King, ask the question.
You're
so long-winded.
It's live out there, man. They're pretty much still in somewhat of a third world, you know, standard of living. They're pretty much still about 30 years behind us. I mean, I had the opportunity to go out there because my cousin, he's, you know, accident lawyer and a painter, and he goes out there and sells his paintings. So I actually had the opportunity to go out there with him. And, you know, we wasn't staying at no resort. You know, we had our own apartments in this building, and we actually got to ride the subway. We was not on some notorious shit. We was actually, you know, going through the city. And, yeah, it is like how it is. You got rich people, and then you got the real poor people living right next to each other, right on top of each other, a lot of hills. It's wild out there. We was chilling on the beach, drinking, and you hear gunshots. You know, people just chilling. It's just regular. It's, you know. It's live out there. It's live. You can definitely gotta be careful when you go to Rio. But if you're with the right people, you're all right. You was with the right people, so we was good.
Let's go to the subways. Let's go to the front lines to get some. Let's go to the call lines. 914-844, you're now live on the front lines. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Devil Mill, man. You already know what time it is. Shout out to Ben Frank, all money is legal.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. Let's get it, baby.
Yeah.
Devin Mill, what's going on, King? Welcome to the front line, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's what it is,
man. Come on up in this thing, baby. Bust your guns. We ready to hear from you.
Ain't nothing much. My man Frank, we shot the video today and everything like that. Shout out to DJ Instance for the Photoshop and everything like that, the photo gallery. We just had to do our thing today. Frank told me to call in and show some love. So, you know, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah,
what was the
man,
process of the video? Who came up with the concept? I know y'all can't tell too much, but is it really hard to really shoot videos and keep people organized, or was it just, you know, easy selling for you guys with this particular video?
I mean, as long as you got the... Yeah, absolutely. As long as you got that film, that good camera, that quality, everything else is just gonna lead through the direction. You just gonna follow that direction, and that's that.
That's that. Can't say it no better. All money's legal.
All money is legal. For those who definitely want to rock out and touch bases with you guys and learn more about you guys and become shareholders, not just followers, Devin Mill, tell them where to follow you at on Twitter and actually on your Facebook as well.
Well, on Twitter, I'm at Devin Mill, at Devin Mill right now. And on Facebook, I got a Facebook, but I'm not really into that Facebook no more and everything like that. So
okay.
Facebook ain't really a big part for me.
Okay,
you
cool.
Too busy grinding. I see you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. That's all I got to do is grind.
That's it.
That's definitely Ben Frank. Tell them how to follow you on Twitter.
Definitely. At @IM_BenFrank. Follow the team at @Amil_Network. Hip Hop Stock Exchange at @HH_SE. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio at @HHSE_Radio. That's everything. And the website, Amil Network. blogspot.com. You know, we working. We out here.
Well, we definitely appreciate you guys coming through to the front line. You are welcome to come back anytime, you guys. Please come on the front line. The only thing you got to do when you come back is pour your own Kool-Aid. You're not guests no more. You're family, all right?
Absolutely.
You got some shout-outs you want to give before we get into this 30-minute indie mix?
Yeah, only shout-out I got right now is shout-out to DJ Instance for holding it down today, man. That's it.
For real. Definitely Instinct. Shout-out to everybody that support us, Diva Spot Radio, everybody in UK that we've been working with, supporting our music, all the radio stations out there, all the blogs that's holding us down, our family, Amil, ROI, you know what I'm saying, Yonkers, Queens, New York City, global, we worldwide, everybody in Rio de Janeiro, everywhere, man. We everywhere.
We gonna OD on y'all, yo. It's just written, and what you guys are doing, the message that you're bringing is very important, and this is what we need right now. A lot of people saying, you know, what does hip hop need, and what do we feel that need change? No, this is what we need right here, and of course, we gonna continue to push it on Diva Spot, Diva Spot ENT, Phenomenal Radio, J Real the Realist, Future Crew 100, Slim Soul, Slim Baby, everybody, the whole network. We just going to push it, and we're going to keep pushing it until we see the results that we're looking for. So, you know, salute to you, Kings, and I'm very, very proud of you guys. It just feels good to be able to get that, not just that music, but that knowledge in the music that we had when we were coming up before for proper change and proper success. All money is legal, baby.
Let's get it, baby.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We all the way turned up. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. We see you guys on the hotlines. Y'all can press the one button at any time to come into the show and share your opinion on the music, get some feedback, request more music. But right now we're about to get into this mix. And J-Ro the Realist, I want to say this to you too. Shout out to you with all the big things that you're doing with the independent music over there. I was watching your Twitter line the other day, and I said, I'm going to shout you out. I see what you're doing for the independent artists. Like, you really go in, man. That's dope.
Well, I'm trying, man. You know, I've been
I've been doing this a little bit over 10 years out of South Central. Work with a lot of mainstream artists. I just dropped a single with myself and Chino XL. It's getting hot out there. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, whatnot. You can find me. But and I'm still repping indie. I've been offered 3 major deals: Def Jam, Universal, and Interscope. I turned them down. So I'm really on the movement for the indie artists. I'm willing to support any indie artist. So definitely hook up with me so we can network and let's get it in.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Now and forever, baby. I could be your man, you could be my lady. Let's hold it down together. Just like we two birds of a feather. Shoot through the clouds. Let's do the damn thing. Be my queen. Can I be your man? We can take long walks on the beach and hold hands. Damn, I think I'm in love. She ain't a bird, shorty's more like a dove. So serene and elegant. She's magnificent. Let's get intimate like lovers supposed to. Trust me, I got you. Walk in front of me, girl, I wanna watch you. She's so sexy, intelligent, with a pretty smile. Let's go half on a baby, we make a pretty child. Yo, this is pretty wild. The way you came into my life, you stole my heart real quick, just like a criminal. Wow, I got it better than the mother man. It started small, but then it stretched like a rubber band. Now your love is all I need.
We got a
action.
When you sit in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching up. They watching up. They watching up. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We stayin'
oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh.
We stayin'
oh, we
Britney, bitch.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll. Everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no. Hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rock it out. If you know what we talking about. Burn it up and burn down the house. Up and gon' turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up.
When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We staying up.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh.
We staying up.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are.
Oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We staying up.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh.
Now, rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down.
Motherfucker, love.
And what you mean?
keep that rave for them roaches that be testing, boys booming super hard. Booming super new, popping super, sound super new. He done ran out of mileage, so he capping up the heroin. Got them out your bag, don't even know the. Now she looking for her fix, she done sucked so many. Hit the clinic, positive, now them A's in the mix. Super mad at the world. Cool little girl, I should. Out of spite, taking haunted boy's life. But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of. Well, I say, hold up, mother, what love? Hold up, mother, what love? Pull up, mother, what a love.
One love. And how the f*** you gon' love me, bro? When you don't give a damn about yourself, bro. Let the cake cycle through the hood, bro. That's the only way we gon' see some wealth. You got Koreans selling house. Plus they doing nails. China boys cooking rice, we cooking. Going to jail, talking about black exploitation. Can't you see that illustration, boy? That shit that devil say. What's up about you? Talking about going and get a job. All them shits overseas. Alabama, Obama, my country, Disney. Crips cracking on cuz. High roots, Sue, wooing American flag, cut a half. You see the red, white, and blue. But he don't know shit. Drunk and full of. Well, I say, hold up, mother, what love? Hold up, mother, what love? Hold up, mother, what love?
Straight up. Your eardrum, man. I still love you, man. Cockroach. Straight up.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Face the music. I dedicate this song to all my independent women out there. Independent mothers. I feel y'all pain. Work hard and keep grinding. Cause you are strong. And strong you are. Keep your head up, you heard? Signing out.
Young five beats.
Surely put the problems away and let's drink into it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shorty got my mind in a day. That's by the way she moving. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got nothing. Them haters on white. And I'm here so you know it's okay. It's okay. Girl.
Yeah.
Take it to the top.
I got you, baby. Feel your pain, you working hard at your 9 to 5. Keep it going, no slowing, you got a hard grind. And it's okay to cry,
it's okay, baby.
I know it's hard at times. And I made this song,
right.
So you know I'm on your side.
Right.
You gotta pay your bills,
bills.
Your food stamps low. And time passing you by like a slideshow. You ain't got time to see dude, like your eyes closed. You headed in that right path, don't take that side road. You started basic, no conversation, no hesitation. You made the move, contemplating why these niggas hating. No imitating, I feel your move. Stomach ache and your water breaking. You have a baby, then a daddy move. Don't change your station, little mama, just stay in tune. New diaper bag,
new diaper bag.
But you need a stroller. You try to sleep at night, you keep tossing, turning. You run out of tears, your eyes keep burning. The cup's getting empty, just keep pouring.
Shorty, put your problems away and let's drink into it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shorty got my mind in the day. By the way, she moving. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got nothing. Cause them haters gon' bite. And I'm here so you know it's okay. It's okay, girl. Take it to the top. And the bottom's gon' pop.
Yeah. Looking sad, baby. Let this party wow. You know I hate your frown, but I love your smile. Walking in your heels, damn, I love that sound. I'm merry goes with those. I keep you coming around. I'm Southside
popping,
and you popping too. Red cups up, filled with gin and juice. Drink your pain away. You won't feel abused. And you can pop a molly, and I'ma pop it too. So you throw it out, no word of mouth. You swerving out, just keep it low. Cause they don't give a F.
Nah,
like they speak you slow.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself and never teach your oath. If he ain't trying to build, then he ain't trying to grow.
Right.
Move on. I'm here to let you know.
Don't
keep that fire in you. Don't leave your heart cold.
Your heart
we all make mistakes.
Untold.
Untold. Independent.
Yeah.
Your own goal.
Somebody put the problems away and let's drink into it.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being the work and being ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom from your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah,
you
gotta be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon.
You would think I play
ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. Well, it's happening no time soon. Paper rocking. conglomerate. Yo, now I'm gonna smoke up again until the dance starts. Damn, son. So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up in couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm itching on you. It's like, look where we be starting. Tell you nigga to get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry, and if need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock this down a little. I'm stepping in the spot. I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. You call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you. It turn your face into a question. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Give it to the commissioner. Hot. It's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron. Should be calling to the villager. 40 karat yellow diamond. Pinky ring or kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a pledge of Bob Duke Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big ring
balls. I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in everything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. You just ish and you could catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud that you can't play lightning. Then turn your dish, turn your dish down.
This Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296
5739.
prepared. We share battles, not too late.
Never too late.
I treat your love like something that my mind just can't fathom.
No,
still wrap my arms around you.
Can I wrap my arms around you?
'Cause that's what you deserve. Yes, a bird told me you like it with a little herb.
With a little bit of curse.
So, let's relax.
Relax.
Go slow.
Go slow.
Take time.
Take time.
Control.
Control.
Proceed.
Proceed.
Believe.
Believe.
And I know.
And I know.
Relief.
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 Oh, 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 oh.
Love.
Regulate before my mouth get me in trouble. time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, what you do from? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, go on. Hey, Queen, what you do from? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
All my ladies, and big shout out to all my people who's doing their thing with their families. The Educate and Regulate session that we're going to talk about, and we're going to touch on this because it's very important. The Washington State Family Leave Act, which is the FLA or the FMA, Family Leave Emergency Act. So the Washington State or the Washington Family Leave Act, as of 2006, is enforced by the Department of Labor and Industries under the following three circumstances. So, one, in case of a pregnancy, when a woman works for an employer who has 50 or more employees within 75 miles of the pregnant woman's work site, and she has worked for the employer for at least 1 year, and she has worked at least 1,250 hours in the past 12 months, she will qualify for an additional 12 weeks of the state family leave in addition to the pregnancy disability leave order off by her health care provider. This will give her more total protection leave from work than the leave offered under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act. Number two, in a case where the employee qualifies for FMLA, 50 workers within 75 miles, one or more tenures, or having worked 1,250 hours in the past 12 months, and the employee wishes to use the leave to care for a registered domestic partner with a serious health condition. In this case, the employee will qualify for the State Family Leave Act, but not for the FMLA. And, of course, number three, if a qualified employee exhausts all parts of their FMLA for an extended reason related to a military deployment or for military caregivers leave, then they may have access to all 12 weeks of their state family leave for self-care or for care of a serious ill family member. I wanted to talk about this in particular, because it's so important, because your employer is going to tell you that you don't qualify. You may not be able to qualify with them, and I'm feeling real naked without some background music. Wait a minute, let the diva get right, because this just don't feel right. Need some Anthony Hamilton. There you go. All right. So I wanted to talk about this, because I'm going to be going on maternity leave, of course, around December. My baby is due December the 18th. And my employer told me that I don't qualify for maternity leave because I'm only working part-time hours. But I can still have my job when I come back. And, of course, I'm like, whatever. I'm going to have my baby and come back and leave my, only be with my child for 12 weeks and then come back and work for you. Like, that just don't sit right with me. I'd rather be home with my child for the first year. I can continue to do what I'm doing. But I wanted to talk about this and encourage mothers and families to find out what the Family Leave Act or the FLA or the FMLA Act is in their area. I'm going to bring in Jeremiah. Jeremiah's in the building. Hey, King.
Hey.
You wanted to get some feedback on this topic?
Absolutely. I know for me, working in a nursing home, we have quite a few different employees that go through that. And, I mean, we have a great program that we do for our mothers or expecting mothers. And, I mean, I definitely agree that I think they should cover that. Well, I mean, why shouldn't they if you're working for them and you're able to get your job back when you're done? But what has that got to do with you when you got to be taking care of your baby? You know, why wouldn't you support that? I think that would come first before just guarantee your job back when you, you know, afterwards.
And I like what it said about in case of a pregnancy when a woman works for an employer who has 50 or more employees within 75 miles of the pregnant woman's work site, and she has worked for an employer for at least a year, and she has worked the total amount of hours in the past 1 month, she will qualify for an additional 12 weeks of the state family leave, FLA, in addition to the pregnancy disability leave order offered by her health care provider. They will give her more total protection leave from work than the leave offer under the family, the Federal Family Medical Leave Act. So the FLA and the FMLA is two different things. The FLA is for the job. The FMLA is for the federal medical leave. So this should be able to secure you, but you should be able to get that time paid. And if you don't work for a corporate company or a company that has 50 or more employers within 75 miles of her work site, I mean, come on. I mean, I know it's a whole bunch of gaps, but, you know, ladies, we really got to start thinking about when you get pregnant that it's always good to have multiple sources of income anyway. That's one. Don't just hold on to a job. A job sometimes can be just over broke. You want to have a job that you work in, or in a business that you're running, and a legal side hustle. And I say legal side hustle, meaning, you know, you do hair on the side, you babysit, you know, you clean houses, something that you do on the side that's legal money, not illegal. But it's so important that we protect our mothers and our elderly. We have all these great, wonderful laws to protect our elderly, which we should, and protect our seniors, which we should. But there has to be more laws to protect and more resources to support the mothers that's bringing these babies into the world. And we shouldn't have to say, you know, your employer say, well, you know, you can go to, what is that, Welfare, DHSH, and go down there. No, I'm not going to Welfare. I put all this time in working with you, and you should be able to pay me for this little 12 weeks I'm going to be gone. And that's nowhere near enough time, 12 weeks. Your baby will be 12 weeks when you go back to work. 3 months. Still nursing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got some friends that they don't leave their babies at least until they're a year old.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
I mean,
that's how it should be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I agree because, I mean, that first year is a huge time of bondage with your child. I mean, just that moment of bonding and just being there and knowing that everything's set and what if they get sick within that time. You know, I think that's very important to be able to be there with your child for that whole first year.
Oh, yeah, the first year is so important. And Jeremiah, you're so right. The bonding, the, you know, nursing, the teaching, the development. The first year is one of the most important years, and not just for mom, for dad, too. You know, a lot of people, a lot of times, mom, we leave dad out. You know, we can't keep leaving dad out like he don't have any type of emotions or he don't have any bond to the child either. You know, I think some women are just so used to saying, oh, that's just my baby daddy. It's, no, that is my child's father. He is a part of my child. He is the other half. The child is 50% me and it's 50% you, and I think, and I believe, and I see this too many times, that the mothers just, you know, mix off the fathers like they ain't nobody.
Yeah.
It, that's not okay. Even if we're not together, I'm not going to treat you like a piece of crap because we ain't together. You, I mean, the world and the laws and time didn't deem for us to be together. That's cool. All it means is I got another chance to be with somebody who can really do what I want them to do and treat me the way that I want them to treat me because you didn't get it right the first time. But here's the thing. I'm going to continue to be, you know, in communication with you so you can be able to be in your child's life just as well as I'm. And dads get emotional too. Men hurt, y'all. They may not show it, but I've seen plenty of men break down and cry and say, I just want to see my babies.
Yeah, and I agree.
You got, yeah, go ahead.
No, I definitely agree with you. I mean, for me, being in a situation where I stepped up to take care of my nephew, I mean, his biological father isn't in the picture, and his mom is hardly in the picture. So, I mean, my heart broke. I mean, he may not be my kid, but I've had him since he was born, and I made it a clear state to my sister and to my family. You know, I know what it was like not having my dad be around, and I would give anything to have my dad in my life when I was growing up. So I don't want my nephew to go through that feeling that, like, he's got to be afraid of masculine men because he didn't have his dad there. So I stepped in, and I totally agree. I mean, it hurts me to see any kid, you know, without their dad in the picture. So I try to be, you know, that dad for my nephew, but then still kind of bring in that masculine half to it, because I know what it feels like to want to have that dad to get that approval from. You know, even though I get it from my mom, I would still like that approval from a masculine point of view as well. I mean, it makes me feel masculine myself.
You're right about that. And, you know, Tom, people change. I know everybody is not perfect, but sometimes people change. You know, you got to give people the opportunity to come back, you know, and to do right the second time around, you know. And I think a lot of women fail to realize we get second chances all the time. We get second chances all the time. You hear me? All the time women get second chances, and we get forgiven. And they always say, you know, she's just emotional. Forgive the fathers. If they didn't really, like, do anything crazy like molestation and beating and breaking bones and something like that, then that's different. But you got to allow your kids to have a relationship with their father, no matter how you feel about them. A real woman will put her emotions to the side and will put her views and stuff to the side of this person and say, oh, you didn't give me this amount of money, you ain't do this, you was with that chick or whatever, and say, look, I just want to give you the opportunity to be a father to your child. That's it.
Mm.
I don't want to talk about us. I don't want to talk about the past. I don't want to talk about none of that crap that happened. I just want to give you the opportunity to be a father to your child. And also, you know, if the father is not there and granddad is there, granddad wants to be a part, let granddad be a part. Because just imagine if your child's father dies. Then what? Then what are you going to do? You know, then where would you be if your child's father died when your child was a baby? Let's bring in 862-762-755. Holla at us.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Rock the Block, what's going on, baby?
I'm just tuning in. What y'all talking about? What's going on?
We were talking about the FMLA Act, the Family Leave Act for pregnant women. And, you know, a lot of women, know they be working on these jobs, don't even know that they're not going to get it if they're working part-time or if they didn't work a specific amount of hours. And then we went into talking about the communication between the parents, you know, how important it is for the mother to be home with the child for the first year, the bonding, the development, the nurturing and love. And then we went into talking about how important it is for the father to be there too, and for men and women to stop separating themselves from one another because they're not together. And I think a lot of people get this awkward feeling when they're around each other, like, yo, I'm not with this person no more, and we're not together. I want to stay away to avoid the drama, and she's going to keep bringing up old pain. He's going to keep bringing up old things. We got to bury the hatchet and do what's most important for the child. And I think a lot of women and men need to say to each other, I just want to give you the opportunity to be a good mother to my child, and I just want to give you the opportunity to be a good father to your child. Even though we're not together, we even got to talk about the past. Let's just talk about our child. Let's just love the baby. Love the,
I agree, because if you're good parents, then that kind of conversation is supposed to take place. You know what I'm saying? But if you know that individual isn't, you know, fit to be a parent, then therefore, you know, that kind of conversation wouldn't even take place. You know, then you'll just have to go with a brother or uncle or something to be the father figure for that child for the time being until that child grows older and, you know, he realizes whether or not he wants to be part of his real father's life. Then you have to explain it to him. But other than that, only good parents get that kind of conversation, whether, you know, they may want to fix their relationship or just be there as far as, you know, raising the child. So,
well, I think a lot of people get caught up, and we got a few more minutes in the show, but I think a lot of people get caught up on putting their own expectations on what a good mother should be or what a good father should be. Oh, you should be this, you should be like that, you should do this and you should do that, and that's not necessarily true at the end of the day, because once you're not with somebody or once you move into with somebody, you start to see their flaws and who they really are, and then y'all